All right, buddy, let's do it.
Come on, let's go.
Hey, it's the Noise Hall with Dave and Joel. Hey, it's the Noise Hall with Dave and Joel. We're gonna write some stupid songs, so come and sing along. Yeah, it's the Noise Hall with Dave and Joel.
Sound like I have made a choice. It might sound like I have found my voice, but actually I've got warrants in this town, and the cops are hunting me down. Nowhere safe, they're on the chase.
I'm passing time writing songs about signs that say 50 miles an hour or less, please.
I've got two guns and a kilo of coke in the trunk.
Wait, what?
I'm kind of scared.
Are we two guys in the same car? I thought we were the same guy, and I was totally on board until you mentioned there was coke in the trunk. Now I want to get out of here.
Don't give me any shit. If shit goes down, I'll shoot. You will die. I'll give you to the cops. They'll think you are me. I will drive and drive. I'll drive and drive. I'll drive and drive till I'm free.
I just wanted to get a ride to 7-Eleven. Now I'm in a very, 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 very bad situation. Who is this?
Hold
guy?
On. Your ass, I'm gonna take this turn. The rubber meets the road and the bullets burn. We're in a shootout now.
Oh no!
We're in a shootout now.
This escalated.
Hey, hand me that coke.
Here
I think
you go.
I will do some
here
coke.
You go.
And I'll shoot out the window now.
How am I gonna let them know that I just needed somewhere to go?
You're in this now. We're partners now.
I feel like I was forced to get into this situation. I
Your
need
DNA
to get out of here. I need to quick out of here.
Over
I need
to
quick out of here.
It's time
I'm gonna
to
walk
die.
Over to that cop.
This
I'm gonna let him know I'm innocent.
Suicide pact. It's
bang bang.
Suicide
bang bang.
By cop.
It's
suicide by cop.
Now I'm dead.
Was that Dashboard Confessional? Who was that?
You know, that felt like it was completely in my control at the beginning, and I was going to sing a. I was going to sing like a tropey emo song about driving up the highway.
Yeah, but nope.
Getting out of this town, you know, reading the road signs, directing myself to Delaware. But then all of a sudden, the situation drastically changed.
Yeah, it gets really bad. Hey, welcome to the Noise Hole with Dave and Joel. I'm the second one. I'm Joel.
What do you mean you're the second one? Oh,
Dave and Joel.
Dave and Joel?
Yeah.
Is this going to turn into like a Beatles kind of thing where we start arguing over whose name gets mentioned first?
Patrick Watson?
Right. I guess so.
Yeah.
But Dave and Joel, you know.
Which one are you?
You hear Dave first. Oh, I'm Dave. Okay. You hear it first. So that's the one that clearly sticks in your mind.
Yeah. Right? It stays with you for a long time.
Yeah. So what's up, man?
Listen. I was digging that jam.
I'm all ears.
I was happy with that sort of slow emo jam.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret today. I've been thinking about this particular noise hole, and I thought, you know what? We usually start with big rock and jams.
You think so?
Hard rock and shreds. That would make Slash wheedle his squeedles.
Right. Is it usually something like... Suck my balls, I wanna fuck.
Yeah. Right.
Suck my balls, I wanna fuck.
Suck my balls.
Eat my ass.
That's three tracks. That's three tracks in the can right there. Oh, that's a Queen. That's a Queen song.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. All of our songs have that yah, so they wouldn't be Queen if it went yah.
Yah, da 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 do.
Yeah, be a squeal-a-dab-a-dab-a-doo-la-boo.
But
yes,
to get back to what I was talking about,
to underrail.
Maybe, just maybe, I was thinking, hey, you know what? Let's tone it down a little for this episode. Let's talk about some of the mellower, more melancholic music that has inspired us.
Oh,
over
really?
The years. Some of the more.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, are you ready to get low energy?
Stuff that's kind of helped you become the person you are.
Are you ready for complicated bad. Haircuts?
Complicated haircuts?
Yeah, like
as opposed to the music that you were just playing. When I think of the riff that you just played,
yeah.
I think of the biggest perm.
Oh,
I think of a.
But that's a simple haircut.
I think of a poodle that's stuck in a hay bale, and you've woven it all together, and you went right. That's me hair.
Hello,
on top
me.
Of me head.
Hello, it's me, Brian May. I'm a poodle stuck in a hay bale.
Shut up, hair. Quiet down, hair. You let everyone know.
Oh, don't take a shit on me head, hair. Come on now, that's not fair.
I feel like that would be national news in the UK if it was like, Sun exclusive, Brian May's hair, discovered to be matted poodle mixed in with hay bale.
And he's also in poor health, and so there's a lot of people decrying him for not taking better care of his hair.
Oh, the dog's in poor health? Yeah, I thought you meant Brian.
Well, he hasn't been fed for a long time.
That's why it's gone gray. Finally, it's gone gray. Are we gonna do? Are we doing some Queen again?
One, okay, two, three, four. Okay. I have my suspicions. There's something he's not telling. Would it be rude to ask him if his hair is a dog? I'm gonna keep it down for now. Secretly ring the pound. See if they steal the hair right off his head. Look atop his noodle. I think I see a poodle. Take his head to the dog pound, baby. Take his head to the pound. Take his head to the dog pound, baby. Take his head to the pound. Take his head to the dog pound, baby.
It's very sporting of you to play that solo, Brian. This song's about your head.
You what?
The song.
I was too busy noodling to hear what the song was about, Fred.
You were too busy poodling, Brian.
Are you trying to insinuate something, Fred? What? Fred, what are you trying to suggest, Fred?
Shit, oh fuck!
Shut up here. I'm trying to do a solo. What are you trying to
Good
say
boy.
To me, Fred?
Good boy, back down! Oh, God!
Sorry, he's putting me off my pentatonics. Fred, are you trying to say something about my hair? Are you trying to say that
it's... Take a set of the dog pound, baby. Take a set of the pound.
You what?
Take a set of the dog pound, baby. Take a set of the pound. Take a set of the dog pound, baby. Take a set of the pound. Take a set of the dog pound, baby.
Take a set of the dog pound, baby.
Pound, baby.
Take us into the dog pound, baby.
Take us into the... That was really good.
Okay.
In the mid-80s, Deegi had bigger hair than Brian.
No.
You ever see that Radio Gaga video where he's flowing like the biggest paintbrush you've ever seen? Like the sort
all
of...
All that you hear is Radio Gaga.
Radio Poodle.
Radio Poodle.
Radio Gaga.
Hey, Fred, do you think instead of singing the song Radio Poodle about my hair, we could sing something different that sounds about the same?
What do you think, darling? Maybe something like Gaga or Goo-goo? What about goggle, as in I like goggling lots of wine and cocaine and other things, if you know what I mean, darling? They'll probably make a movie about me in the future, but it won't include any of those things, darling.
Instead of Radio Gaga, how about Poodly Google? I mean, Poodly Gargle. Poodly.
That implies that he gargles poo.
Yeah,
is that
it's,
the implication?
All that you hear is Poodly Gargle, Poodly Gargle, Poodly.
Hang on. No, wait.
What?
That's the David Bowie collaboration with him.
Okay, so that's got to be much slower then. Gary?
Did you ever read the story about that song? Bowie walked in one day and he's like, I'm free. Our manager set us up. Do you want to write a song or something? Have you got anything?
Of course I do, darling.
And Queen had this version of it from like 1979, 1980, and they're like, of course we do, darling. Listen to this. Let's give it a spin. All right, well, I suppose we could write some lyrics for it then.
Let's see. Can I get a fucking under pressure beat?
Gary, how are you doing today, mate?
There's your answer.
Well, I did say in previous episodes, one for no, two for yes. I guess that's not a yes or no question. It might be for Gary, because he's stupid.
Oh.
Right, this is the first time. This is the first time the Queen ever sat down to practice under pressure, right?
I'm under pressure trying to come up with the parts, darling.
And Brian's really pissed.
I just can't figure it out.
John's more pissed than him because he's like, I wrote the fucking bass line. You need to make it sound good. You better not fuck this up. Sure, whatever.
Now his lyrics.
Down on me, John staring at me angrily. Under pressure, when John's written the bass line, and Brian's hair is so fine, he can't even write a line.
Shoot it down.
Freddy's having a stroke.
No, Bowie!
I'm here to remove.
Go ahead.
I'm here to rescue the rest of the song. Don't worry about me, for it won't take long. It just takes a verse. It won't be so tense in this room.
I'll sing some gibberish. Pressure.
They starred Freddie Mercury for 4 days before putting him in that room as an experiment.
Let's see what kind of music you come up with when you're hungry, Freddie.
All right, so the session for Under Pressure. They're under pressure.
One day.
Because Freddie hasn't been fed. Bowie has got a smorgasbord. He has everything.
As in, like, food?
Yeah, he's got...
Well, you know, I just had my own people bring in some food for me, you know. So
I got some vol-au-vents over here.
Didn't I
got
I was
some,
gonna share any
some other finger food over here.
Well, darling, do you think I can have some of it? It looks delicious.
No. All those cocktail sausages on a stick, you see those? They're all for me. You're not getting any of those, Freddy. There's only one banana, and
can
that's for me.
Can I have a cocktail sausage?
No, you can't, Freddy.
How about a banana?
Why? Sorry, I'm doing the Northern English accent again. Every time, we default on the Northern English accent.
Listen. But Bowie, well, he was more of a southern fellow. Well, he was from London.
Speaking of Bowie, and this, we're going to get back to the melancholy boys that you wanted to talk about. Okay. We just looked up a video of David Bowie at 17 on British television talking about how he was being unfairly persecuted for having long, ugly hair.
Right.
And I say not just long, but ugly, because man, oh man, these boys had, what if a bowl cut was long and then someone cut the face out so you could see?
What do you think about it? There was no precedent for long hair at that point, though. He might have been the first man with long hair.
He looked like little ever. Dutch. No, that was Jesus. They looked like little Dutch boys with flippy curls on the end.
Why didn't he say that during the interview?
You know, okay. Jesus Christ had long hair.
For the uninitiated, there was an old man in this old black and white video recorded in the mid-50s. David Bowie's 16.
These boys think they need to have long hair, and it looks silly, and they're all silly.
They look absolutely ridiculous. Look at them.
Here we are with...
smorgasbord of frightful rotters.
Oh, just frilly nonsense. Here we are with David Robert Jones.
And a bunch of his schoolmates who've decided to let their hair grow like a bunch of lazy ruffians.
Oh, horrible.
Anyway, what do you have to say for yourself? Why do you look like poo?
We're here with the... you know, the Society for the Better Treatment of Not Punishing Boys Who Have Longer Hair Because They Want to
now?
Be Stylish, and sometimes they have...
You've started as a society bad, for yourself, have
I'm
you?
I'm not finished with the name. Sometimes they have bad teeth, and then they're twiggy, and they're very skinny, pale boys, and then that's don'tbemeantothem.com.
And what does .com mean?
I don't know yet. I'll figure it out in about 40 years.
Right, well, we have some questions here from viewers of the BBC. Question number one. Why do you look like such a massive fanny, David Bowie? Well, yeah. We don't even... are we allowed to say that?
Hang on a second. That's not my name, but that's a very good name. I might incorporate that name into my stage persona.
Well, as long as you give me 10% of all receipts.
I was going by David Blowy because of my reputation, but I like your idea better.
Tell me more about your silly society for stupid little boys.
Oh, well, we're silly boys, and we're stupid, and we like to frip about and dance, and we like to do little cartwheels in the street, and we have long hair like circus performers, and we're...
and this is your troop of silly young lads.
We're silly, fancy lads.
You're the leader, are you?
Yes, we're called the lads who are silly because their hair falls down about their face like a willy, and they don't like to be chilly. They put on a sweater. .org.
What about you, right beside David here? What's your name?
My name's Peter.
Peter, and why do you follow...
My name's Mick Jones. I'm going to be in a different band later.
I was going to say that.
I'm Keith Richards. I'm on heroin. And I've also got long hair.
David, it seems that in your quest to form such a society, you've gathered every long-haired male in the world.
Perhaps we'll all go start influential bands.
It's me, Iggy Pop. I'm not even from here, man, but I just like this guy's style. I thought, you know, I woke up in the morning and I started to carve off bits of my face because I'm made of wood. I was chiseling out my features, and I thought I would take off my shirt and grow my hair out and do cocaine with David Bowie. David Robert Jones.
You are grotesque, aren't you?
I'm a homunculoid. I'm a man beast that was carved of wood and brought to life like a golem.
You look like a waterbed that's been given a gastric bypass, don't you?
Yes, I look
you
deflated.
You look like a wrinkly old toad.
I look like if a big fat tree was deflated, if that's even a thing.
And you over there, what's your name?
My name's Mr. Frank Zappa, and in the future I will be famously known for despising David Jones. And famously meeting him at a dinner, and he tries to talk to me, and I tell him to fuck off and call him names like Spaceman Jones until he leaves. Anyway,
hey, why don't you just eat some peppers and milk and calm down?
I'm just here because I heard that some people had long protuberances coming out of their cranium. And so I remarked upon a spoon I was looking through the back of, and I saw the reflection of said beings and decided I would join their club on account of them not looking like anyone else that I would have to talk to this day.
Well, this is all very silly, and I think we should put these boys in prison. And that was kind of the end of it. The funniest thing to me was about that particular interview is it really was like primetime BBC air for like, some of these boys have silly heads. And it can't stand. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I guess you can't really report on the ongoings of British colonialism because that doesn't make boy Billy sitting in his English house feel very good.
Meanwhile, we're making inroads in the West Indies. We've thoroughly devastated their entire culture and taken it for our own.
We've ransacked the Browns and brought it all home and put all the riches on the Queen's head. Tally-ho, Britain. Joy to us all. Anyway, let's look at these... look at these silly frog-eyed poonannies.
I love the dichotomy of, like, instead of wearing long hair on your head, perhaps you should wear Indian riches on the Queen's head.
Yes, take after the Queen.
Take after the Queen and invade a foreign land. Take all of their spices and gold and put them about your person, preferably on your head in a nice frock.
This is a little off topic, but I love the idea of the British army, the British military, with all its overseas might, brings all the gold back home from foreign lands, and the Queen has to balance it all on her head.
Ooh!
Like a big jug.
This is too large.
I'm gonna get crushed.
When Brian May played God Save the Queen on top of Buckingham Palace, he was actually standing on the top of her head and all the things that were on it.
Let me just stand on your head, Mum.
Wait, he was standing... Was she balancing Buckingham Palace on her head?
No, he was poking out of a sunroof, and she had all the riches of the Indies on her head, and he stood atop it.
Is that rock history, then? I think that was the start of Live It. Do you remember that? Do you remember Live It?
Not Live Aid.
Not Live It, but Live It in 2005, when I believe eight of the...
The world's eight most... Yeah, the most... destructive world superpowers all got together and decided to
keep
it up.
We're all gonna meet up, and so
keep it up, boys.
Our superheroes for that day were obviously Chris from Coldplay.
Sure.
Bands like fucking...
Audioslave was there.
I don't know, Super Furry Animals or something. Yeah, Audioslave.
Bing bong, bing bong. I can't remember any of their songs.
Placebo. You know, nothing's gonna convince Sarkozy to relent on his greenhouse gas emission promises like listening to Nancy Boy.
Okay.
Hey, it's me, Brian Malcolm, and we're here to sing about greenhouse emissions. The only greenhouse emissions we give the thumbs up to are actual submissions, as in someone submitting to a green gas coming out of an ass. Anyway, here's a song about it.
Anyway, with all of that Queen derailment and Bowie Hairly goodness, you wanted to talk about sad, mascara-wearing, silly boys.
I didn't want to talk about mascara wearing silly boys, but this is something that we should touch upon today.
We should touch upon these boys.
Oh, boy.
That was a Jeff Goldblum laugh.
Hey, now that we're finished for the day, can anyone find me some beautiful little boys?
Oh, no.
to get me some candy.
Tell me your thoughts.
You've just segued me from hard rocking to chilling the fuck out.
Yeah, chill out,
and
man.
Getting plinky plunky with some quiet acoustic
songs. Get twinkly and plinkly.
Uh-huh.
It is kind of twinky.
Give me a second.
And get plinkly.
Right.
Oh, that's almost metal.
Yeah, you mentioned mascara wearing there, and I just wanted to clarify something. When I say... I haven't really talked about this on the show before, but growing up, I would have classified myself as somewhat of a, sort of a sweater emo kid for a while. I was into a lot of...
What bands are that?
It's not what you think. It's not the mid-2000s kind of mascara wearing stuff, as you mentioned, like My Chemical Romance. It's none of that. That's a whole different discussion for another time. But when I think of, like, emo, I'm not thinking of that sort of stuff. I'm thinking of bands like...
Oh, I've got some mascara on. Mascara!
I feel like every My Chemical Romance song starts with this, like...
Here we go for another song. It's gonna go like this until it gets... triumphant like a march.
Yeah, they just kind of borrowed from Queen for an entire album. They had a good mix of stuff going on. They had the producer from American Idiot behind them. They clearly had a very, very strict aesthetic they were going for. That kind of snowy, ashy,
sort of.
Oh yeah, we're the last band in the apocalypse. The world's ended, and we march out of the ashes.
Right, and we look like a Tim Burton film.
We do. We are the Corpse Bride come to life as a band.
We're all wearing gas masks and trying to sing at the same time.
We are background players from Batman Returns.
We're all extras. We're all extras that have just walked off.
We are Danny DeVito Penguins extras, circus boys that have come out of a blimp.
A blimp?
I don't know. Something you would see in Batman Returns.
Lena!
I'm not even going to... You know what? Fuck it. I'm not even going to try.
I'm not okay! I'm not okay! There's so much attitude. I actually love them. I really, really enjoy those two big albums of theirs.
That first one sucks ass. The very first My Chemical Romance album is terrible.
I don't know that one. I only know Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge.
It sounds like fucking earwax building up
Black
your ears.
Parade.
It sounds like a cold. It's one of those. He's one of those singers that sounds like he needs a fucking handkerchief.
Well,
and he'll sound great.
Come on now. Yeah.
And those other two albums, I mean, he had a couple of good songs, but the whole thing sounded badly produced to me.
Whenever they would do...
He never sounded great.
Whenever they would do, like, they'd start off like an acoustic-y song, it'd be like,
well, come on now and listen to the song of how my arms fell off and how I get along with no arms. I don't have any arms.
Did they even have acoustic songs? That's how little I know about them.
In Black Parade.
I bet it's one of the more upbeat ones as well, where it's like, okay, now time for a little bit of levity.
There's blood running down my face, but that's okay because it's tears of joy.
No, you need to go to the doctor, man. That's not good. Anyway, you fucking derailed me again. We weren't going to do My Chemical Romance. I was specifically not going to talk about mascara emo, but here we are. You've done this. You've done this to me.
Gary's involved. I didn't do it.
You're a pair of fucking ingrates. I had a point to make.
It might happen by the end.
Come one, come all to watch me die. I am nobody's favorite guy. In fact, my mom told me I was a cunt.
The only reason I wear a gas mask is to avoid the farts coming out of my mom's ass. She does them in my face to get me out of her place. Cause she hates me, she hates me, hates me, hates me!
My mom hates me, my mom hates me. She farts in my face and my mom can hate me. I'll go to hell.
I once sat in my grandfather's lap, cause I thought it would be a beautiful moment between him and his grandson. Then I asked him what the hell was that smell, and he said, I hate you so much, I piss myself.
And so I die, choked to death between my grandfather's thighs. He put me in a figure four leg lock and farted in my face.
The weird part is that he's crippled from the waist down.
He managed to get me in that leg lock. Then he put me in a headlock. And then he did a big juicy fart and I died.
That's how I died. He's a quadriplegic.
That's how I died.
That's how much he hates me.
That's how I died.
Let's just keep doing that for a while.
That's how I died.
Again. That's how I died.
That's how I died.
That's how I died.
On my face until I was a dead boy.
That's how I died.
Choked it out of my lungs with his ass.
That's how I died!
Yeah, that was a My Kim song for sure.
That one's called Razor Blade Sunlight in the Morning.
Razor Blade Sunlight?
Yeah, what does that mean? Anyway, my name's Jared Way. This is my brother, Guitar Way. Yeah, there's drummer and Way me, and bass
Guitari Way.
Way. Guitari Way.
Guitari, there's Gerardi Way and Guitari Way. We're both cokeheads.
Well, I'm pretty pleased with it.
That's how I die.
I like the implication that an old man can regain his motion just to fart into someone's face wrap himself around Jared Way's head like a sloth.
Yeah, he
to
flies off the top rings, does a twist in the air, wraps his legs.
A double
his
hurricane rana.
His boneless legs wrap around his head four times. And then he just goes, look at me, Gerard.
Feel me now. Smell me now, Gerard.
You smell.
The only I'm going to write a song about this.
The only thing we didn't do that would have made that a perfect My Kim song is for like the sort of theatrical, that is how I die.
Yeah, you're right. And to be like military snares in the background.
Oh, that's it. But Gary, that's not even a...
Gary. Can you imagine doing a military beat with just kick drums? That'd be awful.
Farts.
You know, this is a better segue than I thought it would be. Because
that's not what you want to talk about. None of this is what you want to talk about.
No, but if you want to talk about the kind of stuff that I would have been listening to not long before that, or indeed a lot of people, I feel like the gateway to that kind of music would have been Blink.
Sure.
Right?
It can't be argued.
It would have been, you would have been listening to whatever that 1999 album
Take off your
called.
Pants and jacket.
No, that's a 2003
Fuck
one.
Up your butt and tuck it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Boys, I feel like the album title could be misconstrued. I understand that it's about clothing and removing it. And
yeah.
But the second, the follow-up that you want to do.
Well, what's wrong with the album title? What?
Well, it's the first one, Take Off Your Pants and Jacket, I feel like could be misconstrued as sort of a masturbatory reference.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
But then Take Out Your Butt and Suck It as a follow-up?
No, it's Take Off Your Sucking Bucket. You're mispronouncing
okay,
it.
Okay.
You're spoonerizing it.
What's a suff?
A suck.
Oh, what's that?
Take off your sucking bucket.
Sucking bucket. Okay, yeah. that can't be misconstrued.
As in, suck it into a bucket.
Suck it into a bucket, and then a bucket, and then suck it, and then a bucket.
Anyway, check it out. I feel like the gateway song for a lot of people would have been Adam's song.
Sure.
I don't really remember. What is it? I don't know how to play it. So Adam's song, like, it's got that kind of tone of like,
Sure. Gary? 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 No!
Like, it's got this kind of vibe.
Okay.
The same guy.
I went to speak to my grandpa. I got upon his lap. He said he fucking hates me. Well, then he promptly took a crap on me. My grandpa took a crap all over me. Tom, the long story.
Go on, Tom, this is your part.
I have a similar story.
Okay.
About visiting my grandpa.
Let me hear
it. I went to sit on his lap, and he told me that he loved me. Is that what happened to you?
Actually, what happened to me was totally the opposite.
Explain, how was it different? How was it different? How was it different?
Let me finish my sentence.
Okay.
It was different in the sense that instead of telling me that he loved me, he hated me. And he took a crap in his pants and then poured it all over me.
That's new information. Earlier it stopped with when he took a crap and then he was his pants and then he put it on. makes it seem 10 times worse.
Yeah, in fact, I wanna let you know something, Tom. I'm a little jealous of your experience with your grandfather. In fact, I'm kind of annoyed that you would bring it up when I was trying to talk to you about something so personal.
Maybe I can relate with a different story about a different relative.
Okay, that might make me feel better.
One time I went to meet my grandma. She was at the bus station sucking dick for coke, and I had to go pick her up.
Oh my God, she was a crack whore.
She sucked dick for coke. Then we got in the car, and she said, "Can I suck your dick for coke?" And I said, "Grandma, I don't have any money, and plus I don't really do coke. I just smoke weed. Is that relatable?"
Tom, your grandma asked to suck your dick.
Well, I mean, but your grandpa, he shit in your lap and then he rubbed it in your hair. So get off of your high horse.
I didn't even tell you that he rubbed it in my hair, but
I mean, I can smell it. I assume this was earlier today.
It was 2 minutes ago, just before I started talking to you.
He's
That's
in a wheelchair behind
it.
You, covered in shit and giving you the stink eye.
He already gave me the stink eye.
Well,
literally.
Yeah, and then he gave you pink eye, cause he rubbed shit into your eyeballs. My grandma just tried to suck my dick, so she could buy drugs, 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 so she could buy drugs.
Hey Tom,
what's up?
I think I can relate to your grandmother's situation.
Tell me all about it, Mark.
I too had to go get my grandmother at the bus stop.
Grandma's always riding buses.
I was carrying a cake for her because I love her so much.
Grandma's love cake and crack and dick.
Well, some of those things, not others in my experience. Anyway, she pulled up in her car and I got inside and I said, "Hey, grandmother, do you wanna suck?"
Yeah.
Does that sound familiar to you?
That's exactly what happened, so what happened next?
She said, "I would love to suck your cake."
No, that's different.
What do you mean? I mean, I
she
offered her some cake.
She wanted to suck cake, which, first of all, is weird. That is not how you eat cake.
My grandmother has fly parts for mouth. She's got a, like a little pipestrel kind of a thing. She sucks We'll try that
okay.
again.
No, I like that it ends good. With fly grandma. That's fine.
I love how that's implied. I love how the implication is that that's
do you want to suck cake?
Because you're my fly grandmother. I love how it's implied that that's the better situation of the two. Oh, my
it
grandmother
is.
My grandmother's a crack whore. Well, mine's a fucking fly.
No, fly grandma trumps crack or grandma any day.
That's how they met.
That
man.
Is fine.
They're at a family function together. Crack or and fly grandma are hanging on.
Do you want to be my grandson, Tom?
The one buzzing is crack or grandma. She's like, that's not even fly grandma.
Yeah, fly grandma's like, you're acting erratic.
You need to calm down, Buzz Buzz. You need to look. I'm gonna go land on some shit. It's actually in my husband's lap. I'm gonna go land on that and eat it.
And
you
then,
need to calm the fuck down.
And then you see that cake over there because we're at a family function.
Shit, look at that
I'm gonna
cake.
Get in the cake. I'm gonna have shit all
around.
Over my feet. I'm gonna roll in it, and then I'm gonna vomit in it,
and then suck cake. Like a grandmother does.
No one else gets cake, because once I dissolve it all, only I can eat it.
It's my birthday.
I'm going to slurp it up like a big sugary pudding soda.
I'm 3 days old. I'm almost dead. And it's my 3-day birthday. I get a cake every day. Because it's 30 years in fly time. Yeah, in fly time. Now you, on the other hand,
are just a sniveling, stinky, slutty crack whore.
Tom DeLonge's grandma slinging mouth sucks at the bus stop.
Throwing free sucks at the stop. For Craig?
I was tripping over all the sucks at the bus stop just to get to you.
I was tripping over the sucks at the bus stop. Again, we can still delve deeper into what I was talking about.
Please,
it's still a good segue.
Please, keep me
going. It's going in the right trajectory.
Keep me going.
We've slingshot ourselves
into the right way.
We've used the gravity of Blink to slingshot our way towards the next thing that I want to discuss.
We're going
to
save fuel that way.
So, you know, you're really into Adam's song. It's 2002.
Hello.
And you're watching Kerrang. You're watching MTV or whatever. And
then, we didn't get Kerrang here.
And then you think, this band also has Tom DeLonge in it, but it doesn't sound like Blink. They're singing about...
Wait, are you talking about Angels and Airwaves?
No, fuck no. I'm talking about... Man, do you remember Boxcar Racer?
I remember the name, and I do not remember a single ounce of their music.
It was a lot more acoustic. It was a little down-tempo.
Okay.
It was more...
Same subject matter?
Kind of.
Wait, which one was it? The low one or the high one?
What do you mean?
Was it this guy? Or was it this guy?
No, it was Tom! And it was also Travis! And they explicitly left Mark out of the band. I don't know why.
I'm just sitting at home. I'm a ploppus. I'm Mark Hoppus.
But it was a lot more acoustic. It was a lot more retrospective. It was deeper, man.
Did you think it was better music?
I mean, it's... Yeah, sure. It's a little more mature. Not so much. It's still for teen boys, but it's for teen boys who don't want to be singing about willies.
Hang on a second there, Tom DeLonge. Are you still singing songs for teen boys?
I'm singing about willies.
Are you still singing about willies?
It's making little boys really... It's making them laugh and go hee-hee. Anyway, I've started a new band for when they're sad.
Okay, give me a Boxcar Racer riff.
Just do it. Give me a bass line in B. That's fine. That works. I'm all alone. I'm singing songs about little girls for little boys.
Please.
'Cause that is my target demographic. I really don't have a 10-year plan. What's gonna happen when I get too old and sing like an old man? But I'm still singing songs for little boys. Is that gonna get weird? Probably. That's why I'm gonna go into the conspiracy theory business instead. Getting out while I'm good. Travis, give me a beat. Or Gravis, Gary.
So.
Getting out while I'm good. Need a harmony here. Getting out while I'm good. Shit that I think is secretly being withheld from us by the U.S. government. Getting out while I'm good. Let's end the song here. Good.
Gary, you were a half beat behind, buddy.
And everything's called something like there is, or I am, or he was, or he should, she said, or piss on.
Hang on.
Piss on, piss off.
Hang on. So it's,
There is, he was, I am, he is. Piss off. There is, I am. Piss off. He was.
Fuck off, never mind.
For,
first recommendation for the Noise Boys in today's podcast is go listen to that Boxcar Racer album. Just type in Boxcar Racer because there was only one.
Boxcar Willie.
In whatever, wherever you get music. And let me tell you, what we have just performed here, Joel has never even really listened to any of their songs before, but it has been frighteningly accurate. Let me tell you that.
I hate that. I hate when I accidentally stumble into exactly what a band I've never heard of
does
sounds like.
Does that not
like.
Kind of make you proud, though, when you go, fuck, I didn't know anything about it, but I must have, you must feel like you have some sort of degree
I think if,
of,
it
of
means,
intuition if you feel like you've
if Tom DeLonge had called me
performed.
And said, hey, I fired everyone in my band except for Travis, so really just the one guy, and could you be in my band now? I don't actually know any of your songs. It doesn't matter.
I love the idea. Oh, right. Right. It's like, okay, Tom, good take. You know, I'm sure your voice is done. Let's go home. We'll start again tomorrow fresh. Okay. Okay.
All right. I guess I'll just drive home now. Maybe I'll go to Taco Bell and get a burrito and some tacos and some mild sauce. I want some mild sauce. There's no music, Tom.
You know, I'm never singing. This is my cadence. This is my one melody when I speak.
He's actually got a really bad brain disorder.
What?
From a...
Yeah, it's called being a conspiracy theorist.
No, well, from a car accident when he was a child. And it made him sing everything he talks. And then it also made him believe in conspiracy theories, tinfoil hats, and lizard people.
It was when he was about half a year old as well. So, like, when they picked wee baby DeLong off the ground, he went,
wee
ga
baby.
Ga goo goo.
Giggity gaggo.
Ga goo ga ga.
I just shit my pants now.
That's his granddad.
Hang on. Did our... 1 week old baby just sing a full sentence about shitting his pants?
Is this man Pat DeLong?
I'm sorry, what?
I love how they're unscathed in the car crash, but baby DeLong presumably shot through the fucking windscreen of the car.
Hello, mommy. Hello, daddy. I just did a poopy. I'm 1 week old. It's me, Tom DeLong. It hasn't been long that I have been alive on this earth.
Oh my God, my son, you're 1 week old, you're singing about your bum.
I happen to believe in lizard people, think they control the one world government, Dad.
Hey son, that's all well and good.
Is
but
it?
If there's one thing we should do, it's we should get off this highway, because remember the premise where we crashed the car and bumped you on your head and now you can't play guitar and talk.
Ow, we've crashed, Dad.
I forgot what the... Okay.
Now I can't speak for the next 10 years.
That's what happens. He was a perfectly articulate speaking baby. He knew all about his poops. He knew all about the lizard people under the flat earth.
Everything you should learn about as a wee child.
But then at a week old, they got in a horrible car crash. It gave his parents amnesia. They forgot that their baby could talk. And then he didn't speak again until he was 26.
He had a lot to talk about on that highway just after being shot out of that windscreen like a fucking dart. Well, and his parents came to scrape him up off the road. And he went... Daddy, I'm fully articulate now. Let me tell you about the lizard people inhabiting the center of the earth. Except in that Tom DeLong voice, he'd do so well.
And every once in a while, it would crop back up. Like, he'd be like one, and they'd be going, A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Lizard people.
And yeah, and he would go, the earth is flat, it's plain to see. What? Did he speak?
Give me all the colors of the rainbow.
Red, yellow, orange, green, yellow, mammalian subspecies living under the planet.
What did he say?
What?
I think he's just got to L.
The Earth is a cube. A fat square.
No, first of all.
Is a fat square.
That's mathematically wrong.
Hey,
and also historically untrue.
What's a globe if not a fat square, you know? I argue that, scientists.
No, a globe is a fat circle.
I don't, you know, you believe what you want to believe, all right? It's free country.
You ever looked at a circle and you thought, that's nice and trim, and then you see a globe standing behind, beside it,
you
and
go, you think, what a fatty.
Oh, fuck, he shouldn't
look
be.
Look at that fatty globe.
He shouldn't be standing near a circle. It's making them look bad.
That's actually where flat earthers come from, is they look at the earth and go, oh, try better. You know, you could look so much better.
You've let yourself go.
You could really
You could be
up.
A lovely disc.
You could...
Yeah. I want an earth that's not fat. Instead, it's nice and flat.
Are you eating chips in bed? The earth. Are you sneaking a sandwich from the kitchen? The earth. Maybe you should go on a diet before all the people riot. The earth. Are you sneaking cookies in bed? The earth.
I have so many questions. Where does all this animosity towards... first of all, why are you fat-shaming the globe?
Because there's nothing fatter than the world in the world.
I mean, you can't actually argue with that, can you?
That is why I wanna fuck the earth, because I like big booty girls, and the earth has the biggest booty in the world, because it is the world, and also it contains all the butts in the world.
If you wish the flat earth wasn't flat, if you want it to be really fat, I got some news for you, so come here, the earth is a sphere.
Hang on, is that like a fat cube? Think of a sphere. Come over here. Yeah. Is that like a fat cube?
Yes.
Here, let me draw you a picture. It looks like the place where lizard people live, but it's bigger on the sides. It's bigger inside. It's a fat cube.
It's
not
fat
a sphere.
Cube. It's the fat cube. Cube.
It's the fat cube earth. I'm reformed now. Don't believe in flat earth. I believe in fat earth. I believe in fat cube earth.
Tom, hey Tom.
Yeah.
Do the lizards have to be mandatory, or can we take them out?
They fill up the middle. They're the thing that makes the fat cube fat. It's full of lizards.
Hey Tom. I mean what? This is what it would sound like if Blink went progressive rock. Like, okay, let's do a 17-minute, let's do a jam. Let's do a jam.
And whoever, a 17-minute opus.
A Mark Trombino's.
Mark Opus.
Mark Trombino's in the fucking, he's in the production room going, boys, you can't.
We're out of tape, boys.
What? Boys, hey, can you hear me over the microphone? Okay, I got... Yeah, something you need to know. That's,
what is it?
Yeah, that's shit. It's really
what?
Shit. I'm going to delete it all, Mark. I'm going to delete it all, Tom.
He's just pulling tape out of the reel and throwing it in the trash can
really
and pissing
bad.
On it.
Look, here's how much I hate it. I'm eating it. I'm eating the tape. I'm making sure it gets dissolved in my stomach and gets shat out, never to be used again. All right, try it again.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? Look, this has got way out of control.
The argument could be made that we've lost the plot.
We have. This one's gone way off the fucking rails. You know how I talked about how we slingshotted from one place to another and we were going in the right trajectory?
Maybe.
We have been thrown into LV-426.
Maybe.
Let us embark on our beautiful spacecraft towards the point of this whole podcast.
I like the mythology we've created for the Hoppus and DeLong families. There's elder abuse.
They go way back, man.
But it's reverse elder abuse. There's elders abusing young people.
Right.
There are fly monsters, crack whores. I mean, it's a tapestry.
You know the way we were meant to go in the right direction like 2 minutes ago?
Yeah.
It's gone even further
you
into
think?
A strange direction.
You think we're further away?
Yeah.
Okay, let's bring it all back home.
Right.
After Blink 182, 45 minutes later, after Blink 182,
we got to Boxcar Racer.
Boxcar Racer.
We got to Boxcar Racer.
And then what was next?
Okay. I think there's a vital piece of information, a vital bit of trivia.
I know we're going to get there.
That some people might have looked up, and that took them on a whole different adventure.
Okay.
Which was, did you know Tom DeLonge is such a huge fan of Jimmy Eat World that they performed at his wedding?
At Jim's wedding?
No, at Tom's wedding.
Oh, okay. No, I did not know that.
Uh-huh. They were the wedding band at Tom DeLonge's
Are you telling
wedding.
Me I have something incredibly in common with Tom DeLonge.
That you like Jimmy Eat World.
That I really like Jimmy Eat World.
Yeah, you and him, best buds.
But he can make a phone call and say, "Hey, Jim, do you want to play at my wedding?"
Yeah, and Jim can go,
"What?
Hey, now, I will play at your wedding, my darling."
Okay, hang on. Can we possibly...
Are you going to try and play Futures?
Can we possibly come up with the conversation? And I'll cut this if it's bad.
It's... Sure.
The conversation between Tom and Jim to get the wedding, we need
a
song
thinking?
That works for both.
All right, is it going to be Rockin' or is it going to be Twinkles?
Look, no, it's...
Pretty Twinkles.
Okay. I'm not expecting much. I'm not expecting the world. Gary? What you were doing earlier is fine.
Gary, you know, we haven't talked to you a lot today, pal. Like, do you feel isolated? Are you all right? I feel like you're underappreciated sometimes. Did you know the Noise Boys really like you? And they,
don't tell him that.
You might be their favorite part of this
podcast.
One
Noise Boy keeps drawing you.
Yeah.
Let me find him.
As a creepy alien
Let me find his name. I actually really, really like his drawings.
He draws you as this bug-eyed Jar Jar character.
I mean, it's spot on. It is... eerily accurate.
And he draws you with really nice gutties, lovely running shoes.
Your eyes are on both sides of your head, like they are.
Like a creepy bug boy.
You have underbite.
Yeah.
With crazy teeth.
You've got that ogre mouth.
Yeah,
that people like to draw.
Ogre mouth, you look like bug boy.
You look like one of the ogres from Gummy Bears.
Bouncing here and there and everywhere. Beyond compare. They are the gummy bears.
Let me go to my Twitter.
They are the gummy bears.
Can you imagine if Jimmy World did the gummy bears theme?
Oh, they are the gummy bears. Oh, they are the gummy bears.
This is too stupid. Oh my god. Here we go.
Are we going? Are we about to do this?
Look, this might get cut too. One, two, ready, go.
Gah. If you gummy bears, whoa. Dashing and daring, whoa. Courageous and caring. That's beyond compare. If you gummy bears, whoa. Sing it back, whoa. Magic and mystery,
a part of the history, yeah.
Whoa, whoa. Along with the secret,
along with the secret.
Why did we do that?
Well, that was very spur of the moment, wasn't it? Again, further away from the trajectory.
That was supposed to be Tom DeLonge and Jim having a... Jim Eat World having a conversation about his wedding.
Jim Eat Fat
But
disc.
Instead, it was the Gummy Bears cartoon theme song.
Tom, I think you should call... Sorry, Jim. I'm Tom. Jim, I think you should call your band Jimmy Eat Fat Circle.
Yeah, Jimmy Eat Snacks. Like gummy bears.
That turned out much better than it had any right to be. And it didn't have much of a right. It had a right to be imprisoned, underground, and shackled.
Yeah, it was going
to
be something like...
And fed dog hair.
It was going to be like, you know, will you play my wedding? Whoa, 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 whoa. But, you know, that actually, I like this better. I liked it better than it could have been.
You said that in the voice of Christopher Walken. I liked it better. It was better. Much better than I was expecting.
That was so stupid, I have a headache. That's how I feel.
You have a sugar rush is what's going on after all that sweetness.
Oh, my God.
The sweetness.
Oh, my God. I hope, listen, I hope for someone out there that was their favorite thing, because it was, there was a level of dedication. There was certainly something.
What I appreciate about it is that it was completely off the cuff. Sorry.
Off the cuff.
Off the, I can't even speak anymore. You're right.
You're off your duff.
After that.
Listen, the noise boy that I was trying to shout out for defining what Gary looks like is Vinny Carvajal.
Hey, my name's Vinny Carvajal. I got a great idea as to what your drummer looks like. Let me draw a picture of him and send it to you.
Earlier, Twitter.
We got Twitter.
The last picture Vinny sent us was of me in bed with Billy Corgan standing over me menacingly. I have a stuffed Gary, and you're the moon.
Oh, I was about to say, you know something, Vinny? Vinny, you think you're a funny guy? You think you're a funny guy?
It's great.
Telling me that I'm the moon?
It's great.
Hey, you know how much I hate being told that I'm the moon.
You're the moon.
The last thing I want to be is the moon. I fucking hate anyone trying to insinuate anything other than that.
They're right about you and how you're the moon.
If you were even to suggest, like Vinny did,
I
will fucking kill you.
We got a noise boy email from Michael Anderson that says, just wanted to say how awesome Dave is the moon stuff was.
What?
He's right.
Why is everyone working against me here? Why
they
is there,
know you're the moon.
Why is there some sort of conspiracy to make me the moon?
Does everyone think I'm the moon?
Why?
Why is he the moon?
If anyone could be the moon, it would be Mark Hoppus.
This is my
big fucking critter.
This
head.
Is my conspiracy theory. The Earth is flat and hollow and full of lizard people, and Dave Micklefatrick is the moon.
I don't want to be the moon.
You're the fucking moon. Deal
you know
with
what
it.
The worst part of that deal is? That whole scenario is that I, as the moon, have to make company with this fat disc full of lizards.
If you think Dave's the moon, whoa!
I'm not the fucking moon. Not the moon.
He hangs up in the sky.
No, I don't.
He's the moon.
I'm fucking not. I'm gonna tell on you.
He's a very moony guy. Very moony guy. Whoa.
I'm gonna report you to the police. This is a felony.
You can't catch me. You are the moon.
I'm so upset.
You don't have legs and you orbit the Earth. It's a fat tube.
Look, even though you insinuated something I don't want to be, I could catch you because I move faster than you ever could on your feet. If I was the moon, that is, which I'm not. In fact, I'm ready to bust this shit. I'm so unhappy right now.
Moon. Whoa.
Stop it. Stop it. I'm not the moon. Why do I have to be the moon? That's a big responsibility. No one ever fucking told me that I could be anything, but I really had to be the moon. That's a little bit over my head. Literally. The moon is over my head.
Oh my God. This may be... Noise boys, if you're still here, if you haven't rammed your head, like if you haven't opened a door and put your head in the door frame and slammed it to stop this episode, literally pinching off your own head at the neck.
Do you remember that bit of
it's
that bit of Terminator 2 at the end where the T-1000 is slamming Arnold's head with a big iron bar.
If you haven't done that to yourself, then you're a noise boy for life. That's it. You're in. Nothing that'll ever change that.
This one's been too bonkers. It's off the rails, man.
This will be the one where I'm looking at the numbers steadily, incrementally rising, and then they'll stop and somehow start deleting from old episodes.
And then we'll be on the streets going, what happened?
We're just singing about the moon and Mark Hoppus and Jimmy Eat World. I don't know.
Gummy bears in the style of Jimmy.
All I'm saying is this episode made me very happy. And if it made you happy, then again, we're bound by blood.
Well,
we're brothers forever and sisters.
Look, overall, I've been pretty pleased by the output of this episode. But
sure.
Two things. We've brought up that I'm the moon again, which I don't like.
Which I'd like to keep propagating that
number two
belief. Sure.
Number perpetuating. Two, we didn't really get to my point that I was going to
no,
make.
No, we never did.
But that's fine. That's fine.
We never did.
We've got another noise hole for another day if we're not destitute
or,
because of this, this particular episode.
If this doesn't ruin us forever, there will be another noise hole.
Right.
If it does, it's been a good run.
We never even got to emails. We never talked
to
the Noise Boys today.
We never even got
to
emails. I have got, listen to me, Noise Boys. I have got your email starred. The ones I like are ready to go. I'm ready to answer them, but I was too stupid.
I'm looking at them right there.
I was too stupid to get to your emails. I'm sorry.
Joel, you keep holding those stars really close to my head.
I've got one.
It's almost insinuating that you think
I'm some sort of... That you're a celestial body?
Some sort of celestial body, yeah.
I've got one from Pim Vanderwell. I've got one from Scott Beckman. I've got one from Jason Walsh.
Pen Velder.
And
I love that name.
Jordan at Yahoo and Andrew Stevens and Hollis Barkhouse.
All the boys.
All the Noise Boys. I've got emails that Kyle Moyer.
Hey, you know what I want to do?
What? We're not singing that song.
Why not?
I don't. That'd be three episodes in a row. We're not singing that fucking song.
Are you putting your foot down?
I am.
Why?
I'm just putting my foot down on the moon.
What do you not?
I'm the first person to stand on the moon. Call me Buzz fucking Aldrin.
But standing on my head and going, we're not going to play that fucking song, okay?
I'm putting my dusty footprint in your head.
I bet I can sneak it in.
Bouncing around.
I bet I can sneak it in.
I do want to do one thing. Because we've been talking with our Noise Boys on our Discord, all of our Patreon Noise Boys. Shut up. That we, don't do it. That we, hey. I'll call you the moon again if you don't calm down.
Okay.
That we're, we've been
you
talking.
You know what I like that.
We've been talking with our Noise Boys on the Discord. We've been talking with them on Patreon. They're getting our high-res flyers that we've been making. They're giving valuable feedback and helping to shape the future of the Noise Hole.
They really are. Together, we're making something beautiful, boys.
I want to give a couple of Noise Boys shout-outs to people that have been vocally supportive. Shanna Winchester, Metal Zombie Miss on Twitter,
she's been great.
Promoted
been so
every
nice.
Episode we've done. Very
she's a,
nice.
She's a darling. She's so nice.
Oh, you know what I can do? I can tell you who's been talking to us on Discord.
Like right now? Are you going to say hello to someone live on the Noise Hole?
I'm going to tell you who's been talking to us in the last, 24 hours or so, when we're up late at night. And we get on the Discord and start talking to people.
There's Pimmy.
There's Matsu Shimi.
Yeah.
There's Metal Mistresses there. That's who we were just talking about, who apparently I say her name wrong. Shana, I'm sorry.
Oh, also, I want to give a quick shout out to the Noise Boys in Ireland. A few people have got in touch with me to say that they listen to it, so big hello. Big hello to the motherland. That's what we sound like.
For everybody that's been communicating with us and making this a fun endeavor, thank you so much for being a part of our little weird community. Thanks for putting up with our songs.
Yeah, geez. This one in particular is a fucking headache. If you're sick...
Oh, there we go.
If you're sick or ill while listening to this episode...
You might die.
Yeah.
Beetle Buddy has been talking to us a lot. A guy calling himself http://www.yahoo.com has also been talking to us. So anyway, thanks a lot, Noise Boys. If you want to get in on that Discord action, go to our Patreon, patreon.com/noisehole. Sign up for any amount, $1, $2, $5, whatever.
Yeah, throw a buck at us, man. It's maintenance money. We can feed Gary occasionally.
Oh, if you insist. Yeah. If you do $5, you get our post shows, which we're about to record now. Maybe we'll do one. Maybe we'll get to your point in the post show.
Maybe.
Is that what this becomes? Nothing but fuckery for the first 90 minutes, and then we maybe get to a point in the serious post show?
It's kind of a shame. I would suggest that we nutritionally starve the Noise Hole and save the good stuff for the post show.
Oh, that's not on purpose. We were having too much fun.
Fun?
Yes.
I want to be knowledgeable.
Let's see. You know what we could do, Dave?
Are we going to play out?
Here's how we could get out of this.
Okay. What have you got?
Okay.
If you're Noise Boys, whoa! In the Noise Hole, whoa! And don't forget that Dave's the moon!
I'm not the... not the fucking moon.
The Noise Hole with Dave and Joel is copyright 2019 Dave Micklefatrick and Joel Watson. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at NoiseholePod. Email us your song ideas and questions to NoiseholePod@gmail.com and visit us at NoiseHole.net because the .com was already taken and they want like $4,000 for it.